Reverse cymbal builds from break hits. Advanced. In Ableton Live. Alright, in this lesson we're doing a very specific, very drum and bass move, reverse cymbal builds that are not pulled from some random FX pack, but literally carved out of your own break. That means the build has the same dirt, the same room, the same compression character as your drum, so it naturally glues, and it doesn't sound pasted on. The core idea is simple. Take a cymbal-ish moment from the break, isolate it cleanly, print it, reverse it, then shape it so it behaves like a controlled riser that pulls you into the next snare or the drop. The advanced part is the discipline, timing, filtering, space, and ducking so it never masks your impact. Let's build it. First, pick your source hit. Grab a break with top end you actually like. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you're using, even your own bounced break layer. Now, don't automatically hunt for a perfect crash. A lot of the best reverse builds come from the right-wrong spot. The hat blee inside a snare, the edge of a ride, a noisy little room smear, something that already has air and decay baked in. Those reverse into that continuous suction texture. A super clean crash can be a little too obvious and linear. Now we isolate and print the hit. Solo the break track, put a gate on it. The goal is to let only that cymbal-ish moment through and keep the rest from triggering. Set the threshold so the gate opens reliably when that hit happens. Start around minus 30 dB and adjust by ear. Fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds so it doesn't chatter. Release around 120 to 300 milliseconds so you keep some tail. You want a tail, because the tail is what becomes the length and emotion of the reverse. If the gate is misbehaving, put an EQ8 before the gate as a helper. High pass somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, so you're mostly feeding highs into the detector, and if needed, add a little boost around 6 to 10k so the gate sees the cymbal content better. This is a classic trick. You're not eking for tone yet, you're eking to make the gate trigger cleanly. Now print it. Create a new audio track called something like Resample Print. Set audio from to the break track itself, or use resampling if you really know what's in your routing. Arm the track, record a few hits, then stop and choose the cleanest one. Trim it tight and consolidate it so it becomes a neat, reusable audio clip. At this point, you've got a one shot that matches your break. That's the secret sauce already. Next step, reverse and place it like a drum and bass producer, not like a generic riser. Duplicate the consolidated clip so you keep a safety copy. On the duplicate, hit reverse in clip view. Now decide about warping. For one shots, I often like warp off, because it preserves the natural transient and tone. If you need strict timing, turn warp on and use beats mode. Preserve set to transients, and keep the envelope relatively low, like 10 to 30, so you don't get crunchy artifacts. Now the big placement rule, the end of the reversed audio lands on the impact, not the start, the end. So drag the clip so the reversed waveform finishes exactly on the snare you're pulling into, or the first downbeat of the drop. And here's where it gets advanced. Micro timing. Once it's lined up, try nudging the clip late by 3 to 10 milliseconds. Late, that tiny move makes the snare transient feel like it wins against the swell. The reverse feels like it gets sucked into the snare rather than smearing over it. If you want a dragging tension, nudge early by 5 to 15 milliseconds and let sidechain do the final clearing. Both feel different. DNB is full of these micro feel decisions. Now we make it feel like an actual build, not just backwards cymbal noise. Start with a build curve. And I want you to do this with volume automation, not just devices. Draw an exponential rep, slow rise at first, then it accelerates in the last chunk. The reason is the first half of a reverse can get too audible and distracting. You want the excitement to happen late, like the last eighth note, not the whole bar. Then put an auto filter on the reverse track. This is the main designed control. You've got two go-to approaches. Approach A is the classic reveal. Low pass opening. Start the low pass around, say, 2k and sweep up towards 16k as you hit the impact. That makes it feel like it's opening and getting brighter. Approach B is more modern drum and bass, high pass rising. Start your high pass around 200 to 300 Hz and automate it up toward 2k, 4k, even 6k depending on how thin you want it. This keeps low mid out of the way so the kick and snare weight stays untouched. And it also makes the impact feel heavier, because the build is all air by the time you land. Set resonance modestly, around 0.7 to 1.4. Enough to focus energy, not enough to whistle. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, if you want aggression. Now let's add space, but controlled. Put hybrid reverb on the reverse track as an insert so you can really shape it. Pick hall or plate. Decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, depending on whether this is a roller transition or a bigger intro moment. Predelay low, 0 to 15 ms. High cut somewhere like 7 to 12k so it doesn't fizz. Low cut 300 to 800 so it stays out of low mids. Mix 10 to 25%. You want air, not a fog machine. Advanced move. Put the reverb before the filter. That way your filter automation shapes not only the dry reverse, but also the reverb tail. Suddenly it sounds intentional, like sound design, not cymbal plus reverb. Then glue it with saturation. Add saturator after the filter, or after the reverb depending on vibe. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If you want extra bite, a tiny touch of drum bus can work, but go easy and leave boom off for cymbal builds. If you get clicks at the start of the reversed clip, don't overthink it. Add a tiny clip fade in. That's often the cleanest fix. Now the pro control. Ducking. Your reverse should lead into the hit, not sit on top of it. Add a compressor late in the chain and turn on sidechain. Feed it from your kick and snare group, or just snare if this is specifically pulling into snares. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you're getting something like 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. Listen in context. You want to feel the reverse, but when the snare lands, it owns the moment. And here's a slick variation when the break is super busy. Instead of a compressor, or in addition to it, put a gate after the reverb, and sidechain that gate from the snare. Set it so the gate closes right on the snare transient. Fast attack, short hold. The reverse gets cut by the snare, like the snare is slicing through the swell. It's crazy clean. At this stage, you should have a reverse build that is on time, shaped, and ducked. Now we make it fast to reuse. Select your devices. A solid order is auto filter, saturator, hybrid reverb, EQ8, compressor with sidechain, then utility. Group them into an audio effect rack. Map macros so you can perform this quickly. One macro for filter frequency, one for resonance, one for reverb mix, one for reverb decay, one for saturation drive, one for sidechain amount, which is usually compressor threshold, one for stereo width in utility, and one for output gain. Save it as a preset, something like reverse cymbal build rack DNB. This is how you stop rebuilding the same chain every project. Now arrangement strategy. Drum and bass doesn't need a huge riser every 8 bars. Sometimes the best move is subtle. For rollers, use micro reverses, 1/16th to 1/8th bar, just before a snare on bar 8 or bar 16. It adds that inhale without changing the vibe into EDM territory. For a classic pre-drop, use a 1 bar reverse swell into the downbeat, with filter automation and a little reverb push. For jungle switch-ups, put the reverse right before a break edit, like a stop-start or a kick removal. It makes the edit sound deliberate and gives the listener a cue that something is about to happen. Now layering, because advanced DNB is often about controlled layers. Duplicate your reverse clip and make two versions. Layer A is your bright air layer, high-passed, maybe wider. Layer B is your mid-body layer, bandpass around 2 to 5K, a little more saturation, and duck it harder. This is basically frequency-dependent ducking without even getting fancy. You keep the air pull audible while keeping the mid-range out of the snare's way. Stereo and phase check. If you widen the reverse, keep a mono-compatible core. A simple method is duplicate the track. Keep one mono and brighter. Keep the other wide and filtered. On club systems, the center stays strong even if the wide layer collapses. Two more sound design extras if you want to push it darker or more aggressive. 1. Metallic menace. Put corpus after saturation, very subtle. Tune somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, short decay, mix 5 to 15%. It adds a cold ring that works in tech step or neuro atmos without turning into a synth riser. 2. Perceived length without actual length. Add a very subtle delay or echo, like 1/16th or 1/8th tining, low feedback 5 to 15%, and filter it hard so it's mostly air. It creates motion and sustain without cluttering the low mids. And a final psychological trick, the pre-impact vacuum. In the last 1/32nd to 1/16th before the hit, dip the reverse volume quickly, and maybe pull the reverb mix slightly down. That tiny moment of absence makes the transient feel bigger when it lands, even if you didn't change the drum level at all. Now print discipline. Once your reverse build works, resample it to Audino. Treat it like a one-shot FX. You'll make faster arrangement decisions, you'll save CPU, and you'll build your own Break FX folder that matches your sound. Quick practice assignment to lock this in. At 174 BPM, take one break and make three reverses from three different micro sources. One short 1/8 bar reverse, one 1/4 bar reverse, and one full 1 bar reverse into a drop. For each, automate auto filter, use hybrid reverb with a different decay and sidechain from the snare. Arrange them into a 32 bar loop, roller groove in the first 16, a 1/4 reverse into a snare accent on bar 16, then a 1 bar reverse into the drop on bar 33. Bounce 45 to 60 seconds and compare with and without sidechain. If you do this right, you'll notice something. The builds feel like they belong to the drums, because they literally came from the drums. That's the whole point. If you tell me your BPM, the break you're using, and whether you're aiming for deep roller, jungle edits, neuro, or tech step, I can suggest specific placements and macro ranges that match that groove.